We are joined by Allison, and you're here to talk to us a little bit about United Way. So Absolutely. Go ahead.
So United Way is still in the middle of campaign season, and it's going in full force, still going on. It's not too late to make a gift to United Way. Of course, it's our campaign runs through the end of the year. We'll carry it on a little bit into the new year as well. And it's a great way to invest in our community to help create change in our community. And one of the ways in which that we do that is through our Community Impact Grants program, where we provide grants to local partner agencies, local organizations that are working in the areas of education, financial stability, and health. And one of those partners is here today to talk a little bit about how her agency goes about creating change in the community.
Hi. Well,
Hello.
I'm Jeannie McGuire, and I'm president of Project Unity. That's been a nonprofit organization in the community since 2000, really beginning with United Way funding 14 years ago. So we are excited to be here. I'm extremely excited to also talk to the community about donating to United Way, because the tremendous change that happens with families in Project Unity is done through giving to the United Way during their campaign season. So I know we're kind of in the December month, which is really a time that people are thinking about families and families in need. And Project Unity is certainly all about families. We focus on the education part of United Way's priority by helping prevent child abuse and neglect, providing intensive parenting support. So many times when children are in trouble or children have been neglected, maybe even to the point where they've been removed from the home, they often then get help from a lot of different agencies or people. And one of the things children continually say at that point is, I wish you would have helped my parents. I wish you could have helped my mom and dad. They need your help. And that's what Project Unity does. We're very much, when you hear education, you might be thinking children in schools, but we are the educator for the parents. We believe that keeping children and families together and safe is through intensive parenting support. So we're there to support parents through parent education, family mediation, divorce education, co-parenting. We provide supervised visitation for parents that maybe the judges in a court maybe think a non-custodial parent has just gotten out of prison or has substance abuse problems, but the child cannot be safe with that parent in a non-supervised setting, and so the judge will send that child and parent to get to know each other in our Safe Harbor Supervised Visitation Center. So part of our education is to just surround parents with everything that we have so that we can provide the kind of support that they need to build strong families in our community. The health side of what we do for United Way, it might sound very, very different than what I just talked about in preventing child abuse and neglect, is we provide HIV AIDS case management for families in our 7-county region, which United Way does serve the 7-county Brazos Valley region. And we provide medical care and housing for people diagnosed with HIV in our community. World AIDS Day was recognized December 1st, and we did recognize and memorialize actually 13 people that we lost this year to HIV in their early 20s, 20, 22, 24. We're still losing people from HIV, and giving to the United Way provides help for families and individuals and the families that surround those individuals that are dealing with major health crisis, a disease that there's no cure for today. And by giving to the United Way, you give to Project Unity so that we can help families with their medical care.
I want to go back really quickly to the parenting aspect of what you were just talking about. And it does. It makes sense. In order to save children, it does start with the parents.
Mm-hmm. Very clearly, a parent who was willing to talk about their story before and after a parenting class, the Rodriguez family, talked about how certainly fathering is also a very critical component of families today, is we want fathers to be involved. And before the class, they have a 16-year-old son who is the oldest, who'd kept to himself, but fought with his siblings all the time, especially with his father. The second oldest had bad behavior at home, lied to the parents and at school. He'd already been required to spend time in an alternative school. Dad was not really involved in the children's lives, except to argue from time to time. He spent a lot of time with his friends after work. Since attending the classes, Mrs. Rodriguez states there's been an enormous change in her family. After taking Parenting Wisely, that's what our classes are called, I understand more that our children are our responsibility, and this is only the beginning of a fresh start. My husband spends more time with the family now instead of with his friends. He's communicating with all family members by holding family meetings to talk about their day. He has a special father-son relationship with his oldest son, focusing on the little things like going to the store together and talking about sports. It just changes the whole family unit when you're able to bring parents together and actually really, really help them.
What would your advice be to a parent who may be the only parent in that relationship that does want to take these classes? What's your advice to maybe not persuading, but trying to get the other parent on board?
Well, you know, we obviously have court-ordered parenting classes that a judge will order both parents to go, and those are in times of divorce. They have 60 days to attend a divorce parent education class called For Kids' Sake with Project Unity. So we often do get both parents by a judge's order. If we do only get one parent, then that's the parent we focus on. We really believe that it's something you can't control what the other parent's going to do. Many times we'd love to be able to control what other parents think, what their behaviors are, especially after we've separated and possibly divorced and our children are going to their house every other weekend. We'd love to control those behaviors, but we really do teach that change is from within and that you as the parent can have significant impact in your child's life with or without that other parent. It's very frustrating if you think it depends on both of you being there. We obviously encourage both parents to be with us. We do, we'll do a For Kids' Sake divorce education class individually with each parent if they don't want to be in the same room. We try to accommodate that because we just really believe that that individual relationship with the children is of major importance to that child as they grow older.
If any of our listeners want more information on this program or on any of your programs, can you give us a website?
I sure can. Our website is www.projectunitytx.org, and they can certainly call 979-595-2900 for more information. The way we're able to offer all of these services to the community is through being a partner with our United Way. And, you know, it is critical that if the campaign goes through December, that people really think about giving now. It's very, very important. So.
And Allison, this is a question for you about that giving. Being December, it is a time when people are spending a lot of money on Christmas for their own families mm-hmm. and whatnot. But just talk about the importance of even the smallest donation to United Way.
Yeah, what's so unique about United Way is that we work with over 168 different employers throughout our community for workplace giving. So employees can give through their workplace through payroll deductions. So it's easy. It's one of those things that you don't have to find that extra money. It just comes out of your paycheck. But if you don't happen to work for one of those employers, you can still give to United Way. And it doesn't matter if it's a dollar or if it's $5,000. It doesn't matter because you might think it's only $1, but if we have every person in the community give a dollar, that's a huge impact. And United Way does not do that alone. We work to invest in our community, but we invest through our partners, through our grants, and through our investment programs. And it's just something that we feel like we can make a bigger difference when we work together. We build a stronger community working together. It doesn't take just one agency with the one answer. It's the same thing from a donation point. It's not just $1. It's when it's all combined together that it makes such a huge impact. And so to learn more about that, you can always go to our website at www.uwbv.org, or you can call our office at 696-4483.